This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Economics and environmentalism don't often work hand in hand, but John Reed believes they can and should. That's why he launched the Conservation Strategy Fund, a Sebastopol-based nonprofit that directs most of its efforts toward developing nations in Latin America.
We do a lot of analysis of big infrastructure projects, hydroelectric dams, highways, a lot of analyses also of the economics of national parks in developing countries, quantifying the benefits that parks have, for example, for tourism, for, in the case of marine parks, sustainable fishing, and helping to articulate in economic terms the importance of the parks.
Ecological preservation and infrastructure development are often seen as mutually exclusive goals, and Reed acknowledges they often come into conflict. But sometimes, he says, reframing the issue can lessen or resolve those conflicts.
There are situations where there really is a trade-off, and we can't ignore that. You can either have more homes or you can have more open land. But there are other situations where there are gains that can be made in both areas by making smarter choices.
Reed cites an example he worked on in Panama, where the government proposed building a new highway that would run through the wilderness preserve at the base of an active volcano.
The argument being made by people in the government who promoted the road was that the economic benefits of putting it there outweighed the environmental cost of doing it. What we did is we went in and looked at what are the actual savings in terms of transportation costs that you could get by having that road there versus the cost of building it and maintaining it. And we found that even before considering the environmental impacts, the costs of the road were greater than the benefits of the road.
So the road plans were dropped. This is a successful application of the concept that led Reed to start the Conservation Strategy Fund 10 years ago. The idea that environmental activists needed to understand the economic forces they confronted.
Why do people destroy ecosystems? Why do they overexploit resources? Usually there's an economic driver in there somewhere. And the environmental community had economics as one of our biggest blind spots. So we weren't able to quantify and understand the causes of environmental problems. And at the same time, weren't able to articulate the economic value of preserving the environment. So my goal was to address those deficiencies by training the frontline environmentalists in the developing world in those economic skills and literacy.
In addition to working directly on such issues, CFS spends much of its energy training local activists in each country how to use these approaches themselves. Now that training is being applied to a new arena, the environmental economics at play in global climate change. We'll focus on that in tomorrow's report. Meanwhile, you can hear John Reed explain how he sees economics as a tool for increasing overall human happiness on the North Bay Report news blog, online at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson, reporting for KRCB News.